As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome to the fourth and final hour of the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, we call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah. It is 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of yeses in there. All right. We've got the FBI arresting a Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. Not a good idea on his part, but the FBI, good job on their part. We'll have more on that coming up. But first, our very special guest in the studio, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me once again.
Hey, last time you were here, shooting had just occurred just a couple of hours previous. That was in Holly Heights, I think. Tell us where that whole case stands now.
Yeah, detectives worked on it nonstop. I know we always hear that 48 hours thing that you want, and of course that holds true. You want to get hot on the trail within 48 hours, but that shooting happened on the 7th. On the 15th, our detectives arrested Zion Newkirk. He's a 17-year-old male here in Gainesville, and charged him with attempted homicide in that shooting, and he is now securely held in juvenile detention, awaiting a hearing, and we'll see. It'll be up to the prosecutor's office whether they adjudicate him as an adult and move him over to the jail, or if they keep that case in juvenile court.
And the person who was a victim of that, what's the status there?
He is still in the hospital, expected to recover some significant injuries. As you can imagine, being shot multiple times, his recovery is going to be slow, but he is going to recover.
Well, and hopefully, choose your friends, associates, whatever you want to call them. Choose wisely in your endeavors. Would that be?
Yes, that would be very correct. That would be very correct.
Didn't the two know each other? I think maybe
they,
from school.
Yeah, they knew each other. I don't know if it was from school or not, but possibly from the neighborhood. They knew each other.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Santa Fe River. It's a beautiful river, but it's not pretty when you got cars in there. Stolen vehicle. You had to have that removed. Santa Fe River in High Springs. What happened here?
Yeah, this got a lot of attention because it was right on State Road 27 there in High Springs at the bridge. So a lot of attention drawn to it. Somebody was there at the river. They found as they were diving and enjoying the river, they found a vehicle that was underwater, immediately called us. We sent our dive team up there, which was able to dive and ascertain that nobody was in the vehicle at the time. So you can't leave it in the river. A tow truck came, and quite a sight towing it out. Ultimately ended up being a stolen Kia Soul. It had been stolen out of Columbia County, and so they actually sent a deputy down because it's right on the county line, and working together to see if we can find who put that in there.
Yeah, how long did they have to guess, or did they have any witnesses that could tell them how long that vehicle had been in there?
Yeah, I think they have a pretty good idea. I did not get read through the report mm-hmm. that far, but I don't think it had been in there too long.
Okay, so it was a pretty recent occurrence. The vehicle probably stolen.
Being right there at the bridge, it's not too terribly deep, so you can see it.
It wouldn't have been there for long. It wouldn't have been there for days at a time without somebody probably seeing it. Okay. All right. Good news. You got some new recruits that are going to be working on the detention side of things.
Yeah, obviously, when Sheriff Gainey took office, we were short in the jail with detention staff. They're at the jail, and so he started sponsoring people to go through the academy. We just added 9 recruits that graduated from the academy last week. So the next step for them is they'll start doing their mini academy at the sheriff's office. That's where they learn our computer systems, our way of doing things, our policies and procedures. They'll also go up and take their state test to become certified as detention officers, and we'll have them out on the floor working soon.
If at some time in the future they want to switch over to patrol, is that a difficult process?
Not really. The state has what's called a crossover academy, and they're able to go to that and get the law enforcement crossover, a lot of high liability stuff and all that would make them then, we call that dual certified. A lot of our deputies now that are working the road are actually dual certified because a lot of them worked at the jail, mm-hmm. and that's how they began their career. And
that was pretty common, I know, back in the day, very common, because back then there was kind of a waiting list in many jurisdictions.
Yes, and you know, when I started 2003, it was kind of like that. There was a waiting list, and now you know, the jail is down some folks. These nine will obviously help, but a lot of our guys that are dual certified have been going back out to the jail and helping them with staffing issues. So it works out nice to have them dual certified.
Well, I don't want to get too much into the political stuff. I just have to ask, do you think there's going to be a lot of people stepping down because of a change in leadership, basically?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. I think that we'll lose some, whether it's to change of leadership or better offer or retirement as they've run their course. Yeah, I think we'll probably see some people that get out of law enforcement. And
well, you know, the reason I ask is because we know specifically when Emory came to kind of clean up a mess, many unretired and came back specifically to work for him. So I'm imagining those might be some of the same people that say, you know what, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go fishing.
Yeah, we'll just wait and see how that plays out.
But nothing you haven't seen. Like, you, I guess I'm asking the protocol, the procedure.
Yeah, I think
when you put in, like, if you're going to resign, if it's the end, they're going to do that at a certain point in time.
Yeah, I think by our policies, the swearing in is on January the 7th. I think, 2 weeks prior to that, if we're going to see that, we'll start seeing it then, because by our policies and procedures, we have to give 2 weeks' notice.
Okay. What about the teen driving class? I know the end of the year is coming up. Is this last one coming up here?
Yeah, it's last one of the year coming up, December the 8th. It's out at the Kirkpatrick Center, the Institute for Public Safety. It's out on the driving pad there. That's the same driving pad that us in law enforcement, the recruits, everyone uses. They're trained with deputies that are driving instructors. They get to run the cones. They get to recover from running two wheels off the road. They learn how to deal with water and hydroplaning. It is a fantastic course. They actually have fun doing it, and I would encourage anyone that has a new driver to send them to that.
So are there vehicles provided for that? Are you bringing your mom's car, or what's going on?
No, you bring your car. There is a car with, they call it skid rings,
right,
that they are allowed to drive to see how to correct. And
it was a great idea until he was driving my car. So, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, your mom has a car, too. Keep that in mind.
I did hear you talking about that you were getting a new car earlier in the show. Maybe you want to donate your current vehicle to that program.
Yeah, it's getting traded in.
And then kids can use it.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Greg wants. He wants two car payments.
Sure, exactly.
Hey, it's a tax write-off for him. I think he could win-win on this.
Hey, we're kind of running out of time. We are running out of time, but be alert. Scams, anybody's asking for any kind of gift card, any sort of money, it's bogus. Call local law enforcement directly yourself. Ask questions.
Yeah, that one is the big one that continues to happen on a regular basis, where they call and identify themselves as someone legitimate from the sheriff's office, that they miss jury duty or they have a warrant and are asking for payment, Bitcoin, whatever, in advance. We don't do that.
Don't do it. And lock up and secure all of your firearms all the time. Don't leave them in your car, especially unlocked, my goodness. But we always appreciate it. Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. We hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I'll be back as long as you guys will have me.
Well, if we don't see you, enjoy Turkey Day. Enjoy the Thanksgiving. It is 9:16, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Another day in paradise. I love it. Cool, crisp, sunshine. Almost like an apple.
Ooh, cool and crisp. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 9:20. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You want to win tickets to rock the country? Yes. Text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, text the word HORSE to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to rock the country with Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Okay, once again, that's text HORSE to 20357. Data message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Senate shoots down, Bernie Sanders' efforts to block sale of artillery to Israel. Yeah. The Senate said, no, you're not going to block this. And so 18 to 79 vote. The Senate rejected what he was trying to push forward, a resolution. So, in my opinion, the good guys on that one won.
Yep.
And speaking of Israel, a large billboard along a major road in Jerusalem, which once praised President Joe Biden, now celebrates the victory of President-elect Donald Trump. Quote, "Welcome back, dear friend!" exclamation point. It reads above a smiling photograph of Trump. It was October of 23. The same billboard featured Biden with an American flag and an Israeli flag with a simple word, thanks. Israelis were grateful for Biden's visit and weapons supplies in the aftermath of October 7th terror attack. Remember, he did come out strongly in support of Israel initially.
Right.
And then
faded quickly.
He got rather soft rather quickly. Yeah, and he began to be more critical of how Israel was attempting to prosecute a war that was brought on to them. They're merely trying to defend themselves. Anyway, you know the story. And Trump has been a huge advocate for Israel, probably the best president ever in terms of a friendship and truly looking out for Israel, the nation. The Trump billboard recalls some of the street decorations at the time of the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem in 2018, when locals couldn't believe it and were so super excited and praised the 45th president for fulfilling a bipartisan promise. So, yep, the folks in Israel, most of them, are very, very happy and very excited that Donald Trump is going to be in charge again very soon. It couldn't come soon enough. All right. So, you remember there was a shooting. This woman died. They were making a movie. Remember that? Rust?
Oh, yeah.
Alec Baldwin? This is when he actually shot cinematographer Helena Hutchins. And it was during a rehearsal. Baldwin claimed the revolver that he had been given from the person who was in charge of that suddenly fired when he pulled back the hammer, emphatically stating he did not pull the trigger. Subsequent analysis of the firearm from the FBI later concluded that the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver. He still faces a potential civil trial for his role in her death. The actor's criminal trial for involuntary manslaughter was dismissed this past summer after the judge ruled that the prosecution had withheld evidence. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the film's armorer, has been serving an 18-month prison sentence for loading a live bullet in the gun that Baldwin fired. But remember, as an employee of the production, ultimately, Alec Baldwin still had a level of responsibility.
Sure.
I mean, it was his...
It's his movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess, and this... Olga Soloway, that's the mother of the cinematographer that was killed, and she's refused to attend the premiere of Rust in Poland, and she is not happy. And she accused actor-producer Alec Baldwin of profiting off her dead daughter.
I got a weird question.
Yeah?
Why would... It's a Western of sorts, Rust.
Yes.
American film. Mm-hmm. Why are you debuting it in Poland? Does this seem odd? When you said that, I'm like, what's the... That just seems odd.
Well, there's a festival going on.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm not going to try to pretend ever heard of it.
There's no vowels. Don't worry about it.
Camera image.
Oh, okay.
Would be like sounding it out.
Gotcha.
And it's probably camarage, but something like that. It's a festival in Poland. Okay. I guess that's maybe their version of our, they do out west?
Cannes.
Well, Cannes in France, but smaller.
Oh.
Sun something, sundown, sun... Burst sunny days
Sundance,
in Colorado.
Sundance Film Festival.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I knew eventually.
Oh, yeah. We cover all the bases.
One of us would get it.
We'll run out of words eventually, so, you know, get
them. Well, a $25,000 pyramid. We'd be out of there. Yeah, I feel for the mom. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Right.
And honestly, look, it's easy to go, Alec Baldwin, lefty, weirdo, we hate him.
And that's all true, but it really has nothing to do with this scenario of real life.
Yeah. I mean, if your job is to make sure that these guns work or don't work the way they're supposed to, that really is, unfortunately, that does fall on that woman.
Even if your supplier, because they're saying, no, the supplier... Somehow a live round got in there. That's okay. You're still loading the weapon as your job.
Yeah. And if you can't tell the difference between a live round and a dummy round, then you probably shouldn't be doing that job.
Yeah.
And apparently, I think it was her father that got her in the business. And
yes. Yep. She was second generation in that.
Yeah. It's still tragic nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely.
So going to the movie, I mean... would you be supporting the memory of the cinematographer? Are any of the proceeds of the film dedicated to her? Could Alec Baldwin have took a proactive thing? And I don't know. It's possible. Maybe he did.
It would have been a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Just for PR, if nothing else.
Yeah. To know that would go to, you know, her family or whatever.
That would be a smart thing.
Tragic.
But he's not too bright.
Remember, every gun is loaded until you've seen with your own eyes or felt with your own fingertips that it is not loaded. That's your responsibility, not someone else's. As long as it's in your hands, remember? But guns are evil. It was all the guns' fault.
Yeah, except when they don't want it to be.
Yeah.
It's hypocritical.
The rules always change.
Yes, they do.
To fit the lefty mentality, which is limited, clearly. It is 9:28, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. You can start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts. Biden administration loosening immigration policies further? I kid you not. The story is next on 97.3 The Sky.
So melodious.
I'll be around.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah, but you will.
A song about traffic is really weird.
I know, it's really weird.
I'll build a roundabout. People all around won't know how to navigate it, without a doubt.
Americans just don't know what to do with roundabouts.
Yeah, y'all ain't right. Mm. We just leave it there.
Leave them in England, come on.
It is 9:36, good morning. Welcome, happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. FBI arrests Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange and blow it up. Also, the Lakin Riley killer received life in prison with no parole. Numbers came out. Florida, 1.4 million more votes for Trump than for Ms. Harris. That's right, 1.4 million more for Trump than VP Kamala. Okay, you got that? Senator Steve Daines. He's probably a funny guy. He's from Montana. They're pretty cash. Some of the people in Montana. There's a lefty segment there, but he's a Republican. And apparently, he introduced himself during the Senate Republican leadership press briefing. Hi, I'm Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority.
Bam.
And everybody laughed. And then. It's funny because then as part of the, you know, information, I guess they felt like they had to explain what that meant. mocking leftists who sometimes opt to display what they feel is their inclusivity by first stating their pronouns or asking for the preferred pronoun of others as to not offend. As a woman may identify as they, them, or a man may identify as she, her. And I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about his joke. And I was thinking about the Senate. And I was thinking about, you know, when you think of the Senate and the House and you think of Washington, D.C. and the Capitol building and the illustrious history that surrounds it, and sometimes not so illustrious, but you think about the founding fathers. What if you could wake him up? What if you could wake one of them up? You know, get a hold of George Washington. You're like, dude, when I give you a peek of the future you never got to see, you know? You'd be like, hang on, let me get my teeth, which aren't wooden, by the way.
No, they weren't. That was a rumor.
But tell him, you go, yeah. And the camera zooms in and they show Steve Daines. And he says, hi, I'm Senator Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority. What would George Washington do? He'd say, what? Of course, he wouldn't get the joke at all.
No.
Then you explain it to him. And of course, he'd be like a puppy, like with his head would tilt. He'd be like,
I call it that dumb dog look.
Like, huh?
Totally confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean identify as they, them? What do you mean a man may identify as she, her? What? What?
They would think we've lost our ever-loving minds in this country.
And then somehow, after you've done that to him, you tell him, oh, yeah, remember how you said, you know, keep government small and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're $37 trillion in debt. Trillion. Wow. How many times do you think the T word was used back in his day?
And let's talk about taxes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He'd say it's time to leave again.
Well,
where are you going to go?
We didn't have like an income tax until what, 1913?
It's crazy.
How did we survive without it? My goodness. All right. Hopefully, the VEC and Elon can put us back on the right course. Heavy lifting, lots of it. Anyway, so yeah, Steve Daines started things off, and some people chuckled, but some people clearly will not. Right? Yeah. The left does not seem to have a sense of humor. They really don't. They really lost their sense of humor. Unless, I guess, you know, the joke is, you know, picking on conservatives, I guess. I don't know. I don't get it. Hey, Disney's reportedly decided to shelve an episode of the children's cartoon series Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Apparently over its plot concerning a transgender high school athlete. Disney. But look, they're removing it. They're removing the cartoon.
Why would that have to be an episode anyway? Let kids be kids.
You have to be inclusionary.
Yeah.
The Mouse House has decided not to air the episode entitled Gatekeeper, which features story praising a boy who identifies as a girl and who battles against opposition to his playing on a high school volleyball team. Now, that's ripped, as they would say in a promo for a TV show, ripped from today's headlines. But it's in cartoon mode, and it's designed for kids. Several creators who said they worked on the episode, which was originally to set air early next year, took to the left-wing social media outlet Blue Sky to decry the shelving of the episode. At least two who said they worked on the episode, they spoke out, both later deleted their post, according to Gizmodo. One of the project episodes I worked on is getting shelved because of which party that won the recent election. It breaks my heart knowing this impactful and amazing episode is now about to be considered a lost media episode.
Impactful and amazing.
Let's
introduce trans stuff to the kids, little kids.
Introduce it, promote it. I mean, he's fighting to fight to get on the team. And so it will be positioned in such that if you don't root for him, you're one of the bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Instead of taking it a step further, well, you can't you shouldn't in a cartoon, but it's kind of like when it comes now to locker rooms, bathrooms, restrooms, changing rooms, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what parents would want? No.
Who would have thought you'd ever have to think about it? Seriously, in our lifetime, who would have thought as adults, guess what you're going to be dealing with?
Well, what did we do in the old days? If you really had to go, you'd say, I really got to go. Can you watch the door?
Right.
Male or female.
Yeah.
Can you watch the door?
If that was your only option, yeah.
I'm the only one in there. I'll be the only one in there until I'm done doing what I'm doing because you're going to guard the door.
Right.
Somehow we figured out a way.
Amazing, isn't it? Huh. Like we've gotten.
And it wasn't like done in a mean or malicious way.
We've gotten stupider.
Most people, people listen to this show, I'm sure, have heard of Dennis Prager.
Oh, yeah, PragerU.
Yeah, yep. This guy really, he tries to literally educate people about the values of conservatism, et cetera. Apparently, he's being smeared by People magazine as far right after it was revealed that PragerU founder was hospitalized as a result of suffering an injury from a fall.
Hmm.
Oh, he fell far to the right. No? In an article headlined, Dennis Prager, far-right talk show host who founded PragerU, hospitalized with serious back injury from fall. So Charlotte Philip attacked both Prager and his organization as far-right, likening PragerU founder to political extremists. Yeah, see, it is interesting. If somebody says you're far-right, I would wear that as a badge of honor.
Nowadays, absolutely.
But in their world, that means you're a radical, an extremist, a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, it's like, yeah.
You mean American?
There's two genders, and illegal aliens could create chaos, so you shouldn't have open borders,
But yet they then push back even further, like L.A., you mentioned yesterday, want to be a sanctuary city, or Pritzker up in Illinois, who are encouraging everything to be, let's do as much as we can before that Trump administration comes in.
Knowing that you're protecting some very violent people. You're giving them a safe haven. I get it. Look, that's why there's political asylum.
Right.
So that you have a safe haven from people who want to do you harm for no other reason than you politically think differently than they do.
And there's people who legitimately, their lives are in danger where they live. But that's legit.
But you're talking about offering sanctuary to all illegals, regardless of their status and crimes they may have committed, and not purposefully not cooperating with federal law enforcement. They won't even call you and say, and we'll hold him for X amount of hours. Come and get him on a detainer. No.
We have to protect those Venezuelan gang members, Bob.
To the detriment of all of your citizens. That's who you're really, your priority. You're supposed to, your oath of office is, and I'm going to protect all illegal aliens from being picked up by the federales.
Yeah.
I don't think that's part of the deal.
And you're supposed to be an American politician.
Mm-hmm. Ford Motor Company reducing its workforce by upwards of 4,000 across Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. This announcement came out yesterday because of headwinds generated from the economy, pressure from increased competition, and, you ready for this shocking headline? Weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles.
What?
No
Everybody
way.
Wants one. Everybody.
Say it's not so.
Everybody wants an electric vehicle.
Weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles.
Mm.
Most of the job cuts would come in Germany and would be carried out in consultation with employee representatives, according to the Associated Press. They're going to reduce working time for the workers in its Cologne, Germany plant, where it makes the Capri and Explorer electric vehicles, which
nobody
probably
wants.
Don't look anything like the Capri or Explorer.
No, not the ones we remembered. Nope.
Remember the Capri?
Oh, yeah. But it smells really good there. So that's the plant.
Well, it's actually pronounced Cologne.
Oh.
So what are you going to say now?
I knew you were going to go there.
That's right, you're Bologna.
Yeah, exactly. Bologna?
Bologna.
I was having some Bologna in Cologne.
That's where you go to a party and they serve you hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres? Yes. You're multilingual.
Dave Johnston, now he doesn't sound very European, Ford's European Vice President for Transformation and Partnership, said in a statement that it is critical to take difficult but decisive action to ensure Ford's future competitiveness in Europe.
Yeah, build what people really want.
That's a crazy idea.
Yeah, I know.
Give the market what the market wants?
They were doing great with little diesels and hybrids. Just leave them alone. Yep.
All right. It is 9:48. Coming up next, things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now for things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Oh, yeah. It's another beautiful day, my friends. Thanks. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to call in, if you would, with upbeat positive thoughts. We call it things that make you smile, non-political happy thoughts, because we sure need those. We always need those, right? So call now, 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. All right, I got something making me smile, but first,
yeah.
Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
A burnt piece of steak or pork fat with salt and pepper on it. God bless America.
Simple
fat.
Pleasure.
I don't know.
That's the only way I can eat any kind of fat. It's got to be either burnt or really well marbled.
So you don't even know that it's fat. It's like crispier.
Yeah, and it's not a taste thing because fat doesn't taste bad. It's
texture.
Yeah, it is. It's like that's fat. Like you almost gag on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if it's marbled into the meat, it is. Well, it's what makes it delicious.
Makes for better meat.
And by the way, fat is good for you.
Yes, it is.
And you know what else is good?
What's that?
Hoedown. Who's ready for a hoedown?
I hear the music in my head.
Hoedown for Heroes. It is this Saturday. This Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. It's by Friends of Soldiers Freedom Outdoors.
Awesome.
But the location is Inverness because, yes, we have friends and connections there. They're doing a great job. So come to the Hoedown. It is the third Western-themed barbecue and help heal the hidden wounds of war. And, you know, wear your best boots and hat or just wear whatever boots you have. Go to the Depot. That's on Apopka Avenue in Inverness. $50 per person includes dinner and two drink tickets. And it all goes to Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Music, dancing, live auction, raffles, silent auctions. And for more information, go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And if you could help that organization,
oh yeah,
that would definitely make me smile.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
What you got?
My hot wife's coming back from Barcelona tonight.
Wow.
Arriving this evening, yeah. So 6 hours difference. That's been a little weird. You know, you're trying to communicate, and we use the WhatsApp thing because sometimes you got Wi-Fi and sometimes you don't. But just the whole jet lag on the way there and then coming back, it's going to be really weird for a couple of days.
But she'll be like, oh, honey, you know, I'm still, like, getting over the jet lag. So really, would it be too much trouble if you kind of handle the dinner tonight? Is she going to? Because I know personally, I would milk those chickens for a while.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
But you were smart enough to not marry me. We're just husband and wife on the radio. You're my work wife.
Why do I always have to be the work wife? I just don't understand.
Do you want to be
I don't really
the work husband.
You know, that really doesn't sound all that much better either. But
that really does.
No, it doesn't. Hey, you know what's making me smile? If everything goes okay and time's right, I'm buying me a Jeep. I want to be like
welcome.
You.
And,
yeah.
Oh, you had a...
I had a Jeep Liberty years ago. It was four-wheel drive, but I've always wanted a Wrangler. One of my long-time wishes, so finally doing it.
Good luck with your hot wife coming home to that news.
Shh.
Yeah. Good luck with all that. I hope she really, really missed you. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, is up next.
All year, you've listened to the sky.
Every day.
I got to sit on the highway for 30 minutes every night.
I turn on the sky every day.
You called us.
Thank you for taking my call.
Makes me smile to be on the sky.
Thanks for taking my call.
You thanked us.
Great topic. Great listening to you this year.
Y'all are awesome.
You're the best.
But without you, there is no us.
You are the best part of my day.
Sky Radio is where I get all my information.
All of my information.
So thank you.
God bless you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
From News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Comedian and former talk show host powerhouse Ellen DeGeneres has fled the United States for England in response to President-elect Donald Trump's victory over Kamala Harris. A source close to DeGeneres and her partner, Portia de Rossi, told The Wrap that the celebrity couple have placed their Montecito home on the market and are moving to a rural part of England, Trump's election being the primary motive. Wow, let that head out of America be a starting pistol. That's your smoking gun. Go get him, Hollywood. Start leaving. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.